Dan ketika anak domba membuka segel yang ketujuh, ada kesunyian di surga kira-kira setengah jam lamanya.
Chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
Dan aku melihat ketujuh malaikat yang berdiri di hadapan Allah. Dan tujuh trompet diberikan kepada mereka.
And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Lalu malaikat lain datang dan berdiri di altar, memegang sebuah kedupaan emas. Dan kepadanya diberikan banyak dupa untuk dipersembahkan bersama doa-doa orang-orang kudus di atas altar emas yang di depan tahta itu.
And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
Dan asap dupa itu bersama dengan doa-doa orang-orang kudus naik ke hadapan Allah dari tangan malaikat itu.
And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand.
Lalu malaikat itu mengambil pedupaan dan mengisinya dengan api yang diambil dari altar dan melemparkannya ke bumi. Maka terdengarlah bunyi guntur yang disertai kilat dan gempa bumi.
And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake.
Setelah itu, tujuh malaikat yang memegang tujuh trompet itu bersiap-siap untuk meniup trompet mereka.
And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound.
Malaikat pertama meniup trompetnya. Maka terjadilah hujan gas dan api bercampur darah. Dan ditumpahkan ke atas bumi, maka terbakarlah sepertiga bumi dan sepertiga pepohonan dan terbakarlah semua rumput hijau.
The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up.
Malaikat kedua meniup trompetnya. Maka sesuatu seperti gunung yang terbakar api dilemparkan ke dalam laut. Dan sepertiga dari laut menjadi darah.
And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood.
Maka sepertiga dari makhluk yang berada di laut dan memiliki hidup menjadi mati. Dan sepertiga dari kapal dihancurkan.
And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed.
Malaikat ketiga meniup trompetnya. Maka jatuhlah dari langit sebuah bintang besar. Menyala seperti obor. Dan bintang itu menimpa sepertiga dari sungai dan mata air.
And the third angel sounded. And there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters.
Nama bintang itu adalah Absintus.
Maka sepertiga dari semua air menjadi Absintus, dan banyak orang mati karena air itu sudah dijadikan pahit.
And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became Wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made.
Malaikat keempat meniup trompetnya, maka terpukullah sepertiga matahari, sepertiga bulan, dan sepertiga bintang, sehingga sepertiga dari mereka menjadi gelap, dan sepertiga siang hari menjadi gelap, dan demikian juga pada malam hari.
And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise.
Lalu, aku melihat dan mendengar seekor burung rajawali terbang di tengah-tengah langit, berkata dengan suara nyaring, "Celaka, celaka, celakalah mereka yang diam di bumi." Karena bunyi trompet ketika malaikat lain yang masih akan ditiup.
And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound.